Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to an all-new episode of the Bearded Bioman. Now, before we get into today's episode, I want to speak to you briefly about one particular company. In 2021, we had four leading medical device component and replacement part companies come together to become one resource, HCG, better known as Healthcare Components Group. Now, you might be asking yourself, that sounds familiar, or why is this relevant to me? I think today, especially in this juncture of healthcare, we understand that maintaining our medical devices and having them function optimally, extending their life cycles, is more important and more critical than ever. HCG, through design, manufacturing, and shipping facilities, have done just that and given us the tools through their engineers as well as their business professionals, providing optimized customer service, cost efficiency, doing the work day in and day out, providing us the replacement components for our medical and dental devices so that we can focus on what's important to us as biomeds and healthcare facilities, which is patient care, patient safety. I don't think I need to remind anyone of the constraints that we are currently facing within the healthcare industry with growing supply chain issues.
Uh-oh, last one.
Logistics, labor shortages.
They took our job.
The right to repair movement. The list goes on and on. And while we continue in that endeavor of going through the constraints that we are facing currently with these challenges, HCG is doing the work to ensure that they provide us maximized value and cost efficiency. At the end of the day, we don't need to be focused on supply chain issues. We need to be focused on what our particular missions are. And HCG is dedicated, and they have shown that time and time again, their commitment to the industry and making sure that we have those tools available to us. What sums up HCG is their mantra itself. Quality matters, cost matters, sustainability matters. I hope you enjoy the episode. Take care.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to an all-new episode with your host, the Bearded Bioman. And of course, I am joined with my colleague here, Sean, from Healthcare Direct USA. Also the purveyor of, if you have not noticed yet, healthcare socials. Now, our guest today, Kristen Levoy from MD Publishing. You know her, you love her. We appreciate everything she does for the biomed community. Now, for those that may not be aware of everything that you do, Kristen, I'd love for you just to, you know, give a little bit about yourself before we get the show started today.
Sounds good. Thanks so much for having me on, Chase. I appreciate it. Yes, I'm Kristen Levoy. I'm with MD Publishing. I've been with this great company for over two decades now. I'm the vice president, but what my heart and soul goes into every day are our events that we plan, which we do for a year. The one that we've been hosting the longest is the MD Expo. We're in our 20th year, so it's been a big celebration year for us here at MD Expo, 20th anniversary. And we are gearing up in T-minus 12 days, I think, to head out to Southern California, where we'll be hosting our fall conference out in Temecula, October 11th through the 13th.
Wine country.
Yes, the less known wine country, but one I actually prefer over their northern friends.
Speaking with several colleagues, I know a lot of people are very excited. Like I said, I'm sad and I won't be able to make it to this one, but I will be at the Houston one. You know, for those that just may not be familiar with MD Expos, give us kind of the, you know, a little synopsis of what they can expect and why they need to come to one. Because, you know, I regret waiting all these years to go out and experience the camaraderie, the networking, the business relations. Like, there's so much involved in that you can truly get out of this show as opposed to the others that, you know, MD Expo has down to a science at this point. So from your perspective, what's something that everybody needs to be aware of when it comes to what the MD Expo is and promotes?
Absolutely. So there are a lot of conferences out there, whether you're looking for a state or national level. I think what sets MD Expo apart from the others is the caliber and the quality that you get for free. If you're registering from a hospital, a healthcare facility, you're active military or student, it is 100% free to register for the MD Expo. We can't pick up travel and hotel, but we can at least make sure you can get in the door at no charge. We recognized many, many years ago that the HCM profession is often not given a budget for continuing education. But we know that oftentimes they are tasked with getting CE credits to keep their certifications current. So we wanted to ensure that they could partake in our events without coming out of their own pocket to do so. So we opened up our doors. We have made the full conference accessible with zero registration cost. We even go above and beyond and provide a lot of the meals and entertainment that come along with it, because I think we have a healthy balance of both at the MD Expo. We have a world-class exhibit hall with over 100 exhibitors that are there to help our attendees save time and money for their departments. Then we've got education that is, you know, tantamount to the best that you'll get in across the country. We've got world-class speakers. We've got decades and decades and decades of experience that they are sharing with our attendees. We also record all of the sessions. So in the event that you can't be there in person, we post the education on our website at mdexposhow.com at the conclusion of the event so that you can still take part in that education and have the takeaways and the knowledge that was shared on site. And then, you know, I guess maybe one of the things we're best known for are our networking events. From the time you set foot on site, whether it's our keynote kickoff, where everybody comes together before our keynote presentation, or the welcome reception that's going to take place in the exhibit hall, the networking events that happen in the evenings. We have our YP, Young Professionals at MD Expo, that hosts an event. And then this year, we have an incredible finale party that's going to take place outside at our event lawn, which is there on the foothills of the Temecula Wine Country. We have an incredible sponsor, ShopMed Parts, that has helped make this event possible. We've even called it Larsapalooza after Lars, the founder of ShopMed Parts. But he has connections with an incredible band, The Main Squeeze, is going to come in, and really we're turning the event lawn of Pechanga into a festival.
That's atmosphere. Awesome.
We're going to have this great band, food, drinks, the whole nine yards. So a really great celebration for what we know will be a great event.
There's a whole lot in there to unpack. But based on when I went out to Atlanta, I'll tell you the top things that I gained from it. One was obviously, like you said, the networking. I've made so many, not just, you know, colleague relationships. I've made genuine friends that I wouldn't have never met if I hadn't have gone that route. That was you know, the live debut for, like, let people know that Bearded Biomed's here, you know, and you guys awarded me the opportunity to, you know, reach out to what is my audience, the Biomed. I will eternally be grateful for that. The keynote addresses, which, you know, you guys go above and beyond to not just, you know, have the same people speak every year, but you also, you know, try to get interesting people with interesting stories, you know, to help inspire, motivate, and drive people. Who's your keynote speaker for this one?
Yes. I guess probably the last 3 years, we've really changed the angle of our keynote presentation. This year, we're really excited to have Greg Bennett. He is a punk rock international humanitarian philanthropist rocker. We first ran into Greg when we held our MD Expo in Seattle In 2018, it was, he came and he spoke to our leadership summit, and we were just really moved with his story and all he had to share. So because we were going to be out on the West Coast, we reached out to Greg, and fortunately he was available, and he's got a really incredible presentation he's going to give on Build a Better Now, how to radicalize the future of the medical equipment industry and work for today to build for tomorrow. But we realized over the past few years that we could offer a keynote presentation that really revitalized everybody's energy in the industry, not just the attendees, but the vendors as well. So we've had New York Times bestselling authors. We've had one of our most recent one was Sammy Davis. He was the Purple Heart winner recipient and the scenes from Forrest Gump when he was in Vietnam were based on Sammy Davis's story because he was the one that rushed back in and saved all those soldiers. We've really just tried to go a whole different angle, and whether it's motivation or it's how to run your business better or how to be better at your job, we want to empower our attendees and our vendors to take part in these keynotes. And that's the reason we do it on the front end of the conference, because we want them to go into the rest of the conference the next few days with that same energy.
No, and it's the feedback is it's working and people appreciate it. You know, you go to this event, obviously, to also gain knowledge and tools to make your lives as biomeds easier. The relationships built with different, perhaps it's test equipment vendors. Maybe it's a certain biomed service that your team's not able to provide based on location, cost, or, you know, any numerous of factors. And you can partner with those other teams at MD Expo you may not have known about. I mean, that's the whole point of, you know, as biomeds and even the medical profession in general is to elevate everything that we can, because we can't let medical care be stagnant. It always has to be elevated. It always has to be optimized and improving. Otherwise, we're not doing our job. It's not just about maintaining. It's also about improving. Sean, I don't know if you've ever been to an MD Expo before, but yeah, this might, you know, you should definitely come to the one to Houston with me for sure.
I'm going to try to push for Temecula because, you know, San Diego is my stomping grounds there. And Temecula is a beautiful place, and you can't pick a better time of the year to be out in Temecula. I mean, that's just absolutely an amazing place to be. And, you know, Chase, the thing that you brought up originally, which I have found, which is getting me out to more conferences now, is that there's a lot of relationships that we have within the industry where we know a lot of people and we've talked to them maybe over the phone and we've certainly maybe exchanged emails, but there's a whole different dimension that you get when you meet somebody in person and you get to develop that relationship as you were kind of touching on at the beginning. And when you start getting those relationships and you meet those people and then you're spending some quality time together, just hanging out as people, you know, technically, yes, you are discussing business and that's there, but you are developing those personal relationships. And in addition to all the education, in addition to all the other stuff that you get, being able to meet a lot of the people within your industry and meet them face to face and get to know them and spend time with them, I think is invaluable. And you just said it, Chase, with even the biomed community, you might need other biomeds to step in or, you know, assist in certain types of medical repair. But having a personal relationship with somebody you've met, sat down and shook hands with, it definitely strengthens the bond for doing business in the future.
Agree.
Well, I can give you one example that really changed everything. Well, a couple of them, actually. So first person I met, which, you know, now we're texting each other. We're actually planning on doing an episode coming up together. Bryant Hawkins. He actually created his own biomed podcast called HTM on the Line. I'm going to give you a little bit of plug, Brian. That relationship that we have to where, you know, we've done MMS Multimedical with Sheryl. We've been on their podcast. You know, that whole ecosystem started at the MD Expo, with all the different alternative media sources. For my particular company, we had, you know, our CMMS user that we utilize for several years now is Nivolo. And we were having a developer issue that I couldn't quite pin down. And through the MD Expo, I literally met one of, which is now one of my really good, probably Dustin Smith from Nivolo, best friend. I sat down with him and his development team, and we talked about how they can, you know, improve their interface, improve their, you know, their ability to provide a better service for biomeds that are using the CMMS, which reporting for a biomed is probably 80% of the job. You know, we have to justify everything we do. We have to record, annotate, and, you know, make it to where any facility utilizing us has the right information. And like I said, the MD Expo set that to where our company is running more efficiently now. We have the problems that we did have completely solved. And like I said, I gained multiple friends and colleagues within the industry that I would have never had before unless I had went to that event. Sean, you wrapped it up perfectly that, you know, having a face-to-face interaction with somebody is going to be worlds more rewarding than having an email or phone discussion, because you can gauge what a person is. You can really revel in each other and build a understanding of what your needs are with one another, or just, you know, have a interesting conversation with somebody you probably would have never had. The one thing that you touched on, Kristen, was the, you know, young professionals group, which I'm glad to be a part of. I thought that was really cool because we need to have more social interaction like that for our younger biomed community, because I mean, they're the future. Unfortunately, a lot of our field is aging out. They're retiring. They're one step out the door, going to be within probably the next 5 to 10 years. We need to build that ecosystem now. And YPMD is a facilitator of that. That's certainly, you know, growing from what I can see, which is great because that's what we need. I know Megan and yourself have put a lot of work into that.
Yes. Megan Strahan, that most of you have, she helped spearhead the 40 under 40 for this year. What our goal of YPMD was from the beginning was to help encourage the younger generation to see the value in in-person events. This is a generation that has grown up and lives primarily in a digital world. They text, they don't talk, they Skype, they don't meet in person. That's what they know. And you've both touched on it. There, you can't replace an in-person interaction. You can't replicate it. I mean, I think we all learned that with 2 years of Zoom calls. It's just not the same. And so what we wanted to do was take this fairly introverted industry, this group of people that don't necessarily like to get out of their workbench and their workshop and get out into the world, and kind of take their hand and drag them out and say, you know what, we'll introduce you. We'll welcome you with open arms, but you need to talk to these folks that have the experience and the intellectual wealth of knowledge, because they are getting ready to retire and they will be leaving the industry. And though they can continue to be a resource, if they can be a resource for you now while they're still in the workplace, they can share all that with you and mentor you. And you can learn from their experience rather than having to pave that road all over.
Figure it all out all over again.
Yeah. So we're a strong proponent of just, you know, come once, even if you're afraid because you don't know anybody or you don't know what to expect, just come to one event, maybe start at your local state association and work your way up to an MD Expo or an AMI conference, but get out there. There is value in it. I promise. And once you experience it, you'll realize, okay, this is what they were talking about. it's not just about getting CE credits. It's about making those connections. You never know where your next promotion is going to come from, where your next job is going to come from, where your next opportunity is going to come from. But I guarantee you, you'll walk away with that after coming to a conference.
So let's get some advice or some tips and tricks. So for people that are coming to Temecula, you know, that was one thing for me is when I went to Atlanta, I'd never been to the venue. I've been to Atlanta once for past work and, you know, years ago. But what are some tips and tricks for those that are joining the MD Expo, you know, with you there in Temecula to get around, navigate, possibly, you know, make the experience as enriching as possible?
Well, if you're driving in, I have no advice for LA traffic. I can't. I've been many times and there's nothing I can do to help. But if you're flying in, we have several different airports. I'm sure everybody's made their arrangements. I would say the best bet is probably to Uber or Lyft. It is free parking on site at Pechanga, but I don't know what rental cars are running these days. Last time I was out in California, there was a shortage. So it's probably going to be six, one half dozen the other, the cost of Ubering out there or the cost of renting a car for a couple days. If you do have the option to rent, there's so much to see in and around Temecula. We mentioned wine country a couple times. It's a little bit different than what those know of from Sonoma and Napa. A lot of these are family-owned wineries. They're much smaller. We had a great experience when we did the site visit for the hotel to go to a few different wineries. And just, they welcome you in like family. They're so excited to have you there. Once you get on site at the MD Expo, it seems that the very first thing people have to do is get their badge. They can't exist and they can't function until they get their badge. It's almost like they're going to forget what their name is or something. Our registration desk is located on the main floor. We are opposite the Summit Ballroom. We will be open starting about noon on Tuesday. There are no events that start to take place until Wednesday morning. So you've got almost 24 hours to get your badge. We will have some conference materials as well that we're handing out, the agenda, the show guide, some great swag and giveaways as well. And then I'd really enjoy the property. If you get in early, get out there, and there's a wealth of obviously gambling options since it is a casino, but they have 8 to 10 different restaurants and food outlets on property. The golf course is amazing. Even if you're not a golfer, you can walk it and just enjoy the scenery, go into downtown Temecula. Then starting Wednesday morning, we kick off with education at, I believe it's 10 a.m. With our full lineup. We have everything from contrast injectors to how to motivate your staff, servicing radiology equipment, and then a very popular topic, right to repair. That's with Ben Sing Wang and Nader Hammond. He'll be there as well to talk on this topic that continually gets a lot of input from our attendees. And then we roll right into the keynote kickoff. This is going to be a festive. We'll have food and drinks, just a chance for everybody to come together before our keynote, Greg Bennett, which I mentioned earlier. And then the exhibit hall does open on Wednesday as well in the evening with our welcome reception. If you're staying on property, I think that's how best to experience MD Expo. People often ask us why we aren't in convention centers. And the number one reason is because we want all of our people under one roof. We want you to have the chance to network, whether you're getting a cup of coffee in the morning, whether you're riding the elevator up to your floor together, whether you're in line to check in at registration. We want everybody together from the time they get on site to the time they leave, because that's where some of the most organic conversations start. There's a lot of value to the exhibit hall, but it's a bit of a staged experience. Everybody in their booth has their elevator pitch ready to go, and the attendees are questionable. Okay, what are they going to try to sell me? But when you're sitting there talking about your favorite coffee brew, cold brew, hot latte, cappuccino, that's when the conversation strikes and you're like, oh, wait a second, we do test equipment? Well, we're looking to replace test equipment. So just be out there. Open yourself up to meeting new people and learning about them and how you guys might be able to work together.
Yeah, and then you don't have to worry about rushing somewhere, you know, across town or down the road either, which I experienced. I was like, man, I wish I got a room at the actual.
It's really, and plus, I don't know that there are a lot of hotels around this particular one, but it is always nice to be in the host hotel because you give yourself a little bit of downtime in between where you have to be. You're not battling traffic.
Kristen, can you give us a little bit of an overview of the demographics of people that come to visit the expo? I know it's a very wide range of people from the industry. Chase, obviously, a lot of biomeds are there. Give us sort of an overview of the demographic spectrum of people coming to the show.
Sure. I'd say that, you know, from our attendee perspective, we've got probably 60% are going to be BMET 1, BMET 2 certified biomedical technicians, and then 40% are going to fall into that manager or director title. One of the things I haven't touched on yet is our Leadership Summit. Our Leadership Summit is the kickoff event for the MD Expo. It actually takes place Tuesday evening. That's where we bring together about 20 to 30 different managers and directors of different healthcare systems around the country who are tasked with managing HTM departments. They come together. We have a great dinner for them on Tuesday night. And then Wednesday morning, they're going to be in the Leadership Summit, which is where they have a chance to share their best practices, what they're struggling with, what their benchmarks are for their team, how they're overcoming the problems they have, staffing issues. I mean, you name it. We have 2 hours and we never cover everything that needs to be covered in the 2 hours. But it's a really valuable experience for them to be able to bounce ideas off of colleagues that are in the similar situations. And then once the Leadership Summit concludes, we move into the Reverse Expo. For those of you who aren't familiar, Reverse Expo is a hosted buyer program where these individuals, the directors and the managers of these hospital facilities, are at tables and they have appointments, predetermined appointments with vendors. So instead of the attendees moving around the room, it's the vendors moving around the room. And it's very much like speed dating, if you've ever. they have 7-minute appointments with these managers, and then they have 1 minute to transition to their next appointment. And, you know, when we first started doing these, we were a little apprehensive of, well, what's in it for the manager, the director? Why are they going to sit and listen to one sales pitch after another for 2 hours straight? But the feedback we got is that they really do enjoy it because the vendor has to cut to the chase. You got to talk quick and you got to get to the point. What is your pain point and how can I solve that for you? So in those 2 hours, they're able to meet with 15, 20 vendors and have a list walking away of here's who I need to follow up with. Here's who I need to talk to. Here's who might have a solution to that problem we've been struggling with for so long. And the reason we do it on the front end of the conference is because we want them to have the opportunity to see each other repeatedly over the next couple of days. So that if you didn't have an appointment with that particular person or you didn't get to finish your conversation in 7 minutes, then you can pick it up when you see them later on in the exhibit hall. Anybody out there who's aspiring to, you know, grow in their profession, or maybe they're new to management or they're new in their director role, if they haven't participated in a Leadership Summit before, or maybe if they have, reach out to us because we do have an application process for it. It doesn't cost them anything to take part, but we do screen the individuals to make sure that they're the caliber that would be on par with the other folks in the room.
Well, I don't know if I'm the caliber or not, but send me the application for Houston, because since the last conference, they put me in a management role, and now I got to make sure 5 other technicians are as, you know, efficient as I am. So that's a whole nother world, and that's actually pretty cool that you guys do that, because you know, obviously from the sales perspective of the vendor, you know, they'll try to get business, but it also gives them a, you know, an ear of what the actual problems are that we're experiencing as managers. Because one, it's funny, you said, you know, as quick a sales pitch as possible, some salesmen come across as they're not really aware of, you know, what's going on in the industry. It's just kind of like, here's my pitch. It's rehearsed 100 times. Here's my card. And you end up leaving MD Expo with like a Rolodex. Yeah. And that's pretty cool, you know, knowing that there's an opportunity to actually have to the point, pinpoint discussion on what the issues are. And then if we need to come back after it, then we can have those discussions. That's a vital resource. And then obviously the managers get to link up together too and talk about issues and see, you know, what can we do to possibly support one another, whether it's, you know, providing you a technician for a subsidized service, or, you know, is there training that we have that we could help facilitate for another one of our partners? I mean, the list goes on and on. That's, yeah, that's a vital ecosystem that I actually wasn't aware of that you guys do. That's really awesome.
Leadership Summit at both the spring and the fall conference, but we only offer the reverse expo element in the fall. Offer both these options for our imaging conference as well. So we have our imaging conference and expo ICE that's mm-hmm. held each February, and we offer a leadership summit for that, but it's specifically radiology directors or imaging department managers. We target it specifically to imaging, but we do offer a reverse expo component as well.
Okay, awesome. So before we let you go today, one of the things that I think MD Expo is really known for is the after party. Either it's very memorable or you end up not remembering much.
Anything. Yeah.
And knowing that Lars Palooza is going to be going on, and mm-hmm. you know, his whole ecosystem is going to be there, because Lars is a hoot. I enjoyed meeting him. What do you think makes the after party just so, you know, what it is? It's just, it's hard to describe. It's not just a, you know, a last minute get together, have a drink, eat some food. It's an event.
Well, I think you touched on it a little bit when we started off the conversation, and it kind of harkened to me. I'd say 60% of the time, I'm always behind the registration desk, so I will be greeting you if you're coming to MD Expo. I know who you are before you walk up and give me your name. I generally have your badge printed and I'm handing it over to you, because we want you to have the experience of not being our customer, but of being our family and being our friends. And that's why we will never have one of these automated registrations where you put in your name and it spits it out and you assemble your badge and your lanyard and you walk off and you never talk to anybody. We will always have somebody behind registration that greets you with a smile and says, "Welcome to MD Expo. We're so excited you're here." And that's what the finale party is supposed to represent. It's supposed to be a family reunion. We're all coming together to sit down together. And I would say there are more hugs than handshakes at MD Expo. We truly feel a connection with everybody there. And this party is going to be a party, but it's going to be a chance to just sit down and listen to good music or mm-hmm. get, you know, your dance on, because you've got
certainly that too. Yeah.
There will be an open bar, so that will contribute to the fun factor as well. But it's just all about coming together and enjoying everyone's company. Again, one of the benefits of an in-person conference, I don't know how many virtual happy hours I was on, but I was generally not happy during them. So this is our farewell of the event. And a chance to say, "Hey, can't wait to see you at the next one."
funny you say that. I'm hosting a virtual happy hour today. No, it's funny. I don't have the infrastructure as of yet to, put on a shindig to the level of what you guys can. But I like that family reunion. It's almost like, you guys actually mean it instead of Olive Garden when you're here, your family, but you also leave family as well.
Unlimited breadsticks, we probably never get people to leave. So then we have to draw the line somewhere.
Sean, you're definitely going to have to give me an on-site report of what's going on if you do end up going. But Kristen, as always, I really appreciate, everybody within our field appreciates what you guys put on, year after year, conference after conference. It's, you guys don't miss a step. You do what you mean, and you mean what you say, and everything is authentic. And it's not just a business transaction, which comes across wholeheartedly. from you and Jamie and Megan, everybody over there, I feel a part of the Tech Nation MD Publishing family. So
you are an important part.
So I appreciate you coming on today. I wish y'all a hell of a expo, and I'm looking forward to definitely seeing all y'all again in Houston next year.
Bigger and better for Houston. We're already planning.
I would also recommend as well that you check that you guys register and join our health. Sean, I'll let you talk about this.
Okay. Well, first off, before we talk about that, I just want to say congratulations because this is 20 years. MD Expo, you guys are always known for throwing the pinnacle events in the industry. So after 20 years, like you said, you've really dialed in how to get the ultimate amount of knowledge, education, fun, and combine it all together. So congratulations for that. There's a lot of buzz about the show coming up. So I know there's a lot of people that are going to watch this that are super excited. I've followed and gotten a lot of text messages from people going out there. So there's a lot of buildup coming in for this show. So thank you so much for you guys continuing to be like a pinnacle event for the industry. So we've launched Healthcare Direct USA through Healthcare Socials, which is just basically a social media platform for people to communicate, get to more information together in specific niche parts of the industry, for physicians, for nurses. We've been doing a lot of stuff with medical coders, medical billing, all different segments within the healthcare industry. So Healthcare Socials is basically another place where people can post and share medical events, things that are going on, but then also get into niche categories where they can intercommunicate with things that are very specific within their field. So the website's healthcaresocials.com, and we have Healthcare Direct USA, which is kind of the larger umbrella where we post a lot of healthcare and medical related news, events, things that are going on. But as I told Chase, we really want to get your organization under our fold. We want to start promoting these events. We want to start doing these types of interviews and really using that platform to help promote things that you guys are doing. So once again, excellent. Congratulations on everything that you guys have continued to do now for 20 years. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Well, if anybody needs to reach out for any information regarding the upcoming expo, Kristen, where should you point them to?
Well, your first stop should be mdexposhow.com. We have all of the information, whether you're an attendee, you're an exhibitor, you're looking for the schedule, where things are taking place. But if you can't find it, just email us at events, events@mdpublishing.com, or just give us a call at our 800 number and ask for Kristen.
Kristen, as always, it's an absolute pleasure, getting to chat it up with you and catch up and learn about the upcoming events. Thank you for being on today, and may the beard be with you.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, Kristen.
Thank you.